Hi everyone, thanks for joining me. I'm Lynn with Plasma Energy Solution, and today is February 10th, 2023. Our website is plasmaenergysolution.com, and I invite you to go there and take a look at our special of the month. It is 15% off all month long, and then you'll want to, if you go to the products page, you can scroll down through the products. And here's a good idea: when you're new to Plasma Energy Solution and you're not sure what you want, it's a good idea just to take the time to scroll down through the products and see what resonates with you. You know, what do you feel as you're going through them might be a good match for what you're looking to do to bring things into balance. So there's also, you can find an interview I did with Sean, and it's called The Cliff Notes, and we went through the product page and talked a lot about the different products. So that's a good way to go through and find out a little more about plasma energy combinations. And there are a lot of videos on the website. A lot of the products have videos with them. And Dr. Paul and I did a lot of videos that I put over on YouTube under Schmaltz Patricia Lynn or Lynn Schmaltz channels. And I stopped posting over there after we got a strike, and I just didn't want to lose any of the videos over there. So now you can go to Brighteon and you'll find me under Lynn Schmaltz, or you will find me under Plasma Energy Solution. So those are the different ways to find out about me. Now, if you want to find out more information, go to the main page, and if you scroll down the right side of the main page, you're going to find different topics that I've done blogs on. And there's also another place that you can click onto that is FAQs and testimonials. So that's another source of information. And then finally, there's the free reports. And if you will click on free reports, it takes you to a place where I've done special reports. And in order to unlock those reports into a downloadable printable PDF, all you have to do is put in a first name and an email address, and then that opens up the report for you. So those are just some of the different ways to access the information. Now, there's also a section on different interviews that Dr. Paul and I did, and there's another section on intention. Intention was really important and is really important in this whole process of plasma energy solution. Dr. Paul just was very purposeful about intention as he was creating the GANs, and he spent a lot of time and thought on that. Now, why is that so important? Well, water carries memory, all right, and water carries intention. Now, I want you to take this a little bit further. Our bodies are 70 to 80% water. So what kind of intention are you carrying in your body? Are you just dragging around a sack of old memories that some bring a smile to your face? And I wouldn't say that's a sack of old memories, but then there are some things that you might be dragging around that don't bring a smile to your face. And Dr. Paul was always real efficient about things like that. He'd say, oh, you know what? Put it in a sack and put it on the shelf and forget about it. And so he didn't dwell on things that those of us who like to dwell on things and get them out and polish them and look them over and have a little more angst over them. That just wasn't in his wheelhouse. So that's important to know. And I want to talk about the intention just a little bit further. This is really a good book, The Future is Yours, and it's by Raymond Grace. Let me see if I can get the right angle on that. And he is from the East Coast, from the mountains of Virginia. And a very, I call him a very wise mountain man, okay? And he does a lot of energy balancing for people and for places, whether they're in front of him or distant. And what he's doing is using intention. So I came across a couple things in the book that I wanted to share with you. And one is the water. You can put a thought form in water. Now, a thought form is nothing more than a mental picture of your intent. So this is what we're talking about with intention. So if you have, let's say you have clean mouth, and you're using that in a spray bottle, spraying your toothbrush, spraying it in your mouth, adding it to maybe your own mouthwash that you've developed. What is your intention with clean mouth? Now, let's say you have maybe an achy place on a tooth. Well, you can put some of that clean mouth on a piece of gauze and put it next to the tooth at the gum line, but carry your intention with that. What do you want that to do? You just don't want a lump of gauze in your mouth and not add any intention to it. So this is what we're talking about with utilizing intention. And one of the other things that he has to say is, now we know about thought forms, and you know thought forms can be put into water. And you know your body is composed of mostly water. Is the light starting to come on? So I really recommend this book for anybody who is interested in the energies around them. And in talking about the energies around you, I've talked a lot about the fields that we can create around our properties. Let's say we're spraying peace around the property, or new tech frequency relief around the property, or you're combining several things. And maybe you have the plasma energy station, and you're putting that water with peace, with mosquito relief in the summer, whatever, and you're spraying it around the perimeter of your property. Now, I've told people, go figure that you have about 30 feet. And is that put in concrete? No. Your intention can carry that as far out as you want. I've talked about the flood we had here where I lived last summer, and the fact that my intention was that where I lived was untouched by the flood. Now, I'm going to tell you, it flooded behind me, and it flooded very drastically behind me into the east of me. There was a back lot of the cable company next door and the driveway where I live. And then there were there's a couple lower level apartments that would have been flooded out. Because the sidewalk level was a little below the street level, and then the lot next door and the driveway were flush with the sidewalk, that water could very easily have come right across and filled up these lower level places here. Well, it did not. And when one of the people who lives in one of those lower level apartments got back to town, he was out of town, he had friends come over and clear things out of his apartment. He works disaster relief, and we had a disaster going on here. But when I saw him after he returned, I said, well, what do you think happened? And he said, all I can think of is that plasma stuff you talk about, because I worked in disaster relief. I know what I was going to be facing when I got home with mud and water damage and everything else. But it wasn't there. So now I can talk till the cows come home about what I think happened. But here's one more thing about it. One of the delivery drivers that I've that I know quite well, came in probably a week or so after all of the flooding happened, and I said, well, how'd everything hold up for you? And he said, well, I'm really okay because I live out of town. And then he said, but my rental house did okay. And I said, oh, I didn't know you had a rental house. Where's that? Well, it was a block north of me. And it was on the side of the street where, when the water was diverted out of the main street in front of the properties, it went down the alley, and he said three properties around his flooded in the basements and his did not. I said, well, why do you think that is? And he just looked at me and laughed. He said, well, you gave me that plasma water and I gave it to my tenants. Of course, that's what did it. So that was really neat because that was his version. I knew nothing about it and I didn't make it up. So now I want to talk about the intention that we carry in, not only in the water inside our bodies, but we have energy fields around our bodies. Now, some traditions will call them the auras, okay? It could be called the biofield. And the biofield was not something that was easily found when you did a search online until very recently. In fact, if you were writing a technical paper, you were not allowed to use the word biofield in that technical paper in certain industries. Why would that be? That doesn't even make any sense. All right, I want you to think about one more thing. There was a 6-foot rule in the last few years over something. Well, why was that? If the average biofield extends out about 6 feet and you're closer to people, those become harder to separate if someone had an agenda for separating out those energies. Well, why would they want to do that? Now I'm going to get you into an area that I have taken a lot of notes on, and I would encourage you to read about it because it's very important information and it is very not mainstream. If you go to my free reports and you scroll down to the end of the free reports, you're going to see two books, book one and book two, and it's called The Book of Sabrina Dawn. Now, I've taken the time to do a lot of notes and screenshots when she is presenting her videos. And she's going to stop presenting those videos at the end of February this year. She's been doing it for about a year, and she has some very unique perspectives on her own life experience and also on her own, I'm going to call them her own abilities. So I feel that this information is important enough that I sat day after day typing notes from her videos. And typing notes from a video, not many people do this because it's very time consuming. If I tell you it takes almost an hour to do 10 minutes of video, you would laugh. But if you're trying to get all the words right, if you're doing replays, if you're doing screenshots, and you're adjusting the screenshots as you go, guess what? It just takes that amount of time. So I hope you'll appreciate the effort that went into this. I very, very, very much encourage you to look at the information. It may be uncomfortable for a lot of you. What I'm going to say is I think we're going into some very uncomfortable times. Now, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but I'm trying to have people open their eyes and open their ears. And it's real easy not to do that in our society where there's a lot of distractions. So I hope you'll take time to contemplate that. Now, when I'm talking about this energy field, if you can take the intention for the water that you are comprised of and carry that intention in your body, like Raymond Grace talks about, that I just read you out of his book, that intention can extend out into your own energy field. So give that some very, very serious consideration. And I would encourage you not to be looking outside of yourself for Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy to come gliding in and solve all the external problems around us. That is not going to happen. So if you're sitting on your hands and saying, well, somebody out there is going to come and take care of me, you might want to rethink that one. What if they're not? What if you're being led a line of baloney? Or you're being fed a line of baloney and led down a primrose path? Do I watch mainstream news? No. I don't like being lied to. And to me, if you're going to gloss over and tweak and twist around, I don't care what they want to call it, it's lying. So it's time for you to really delve into what's going on around you, pay attention to what's going on around you, pay attention to the supply line. What's happening with your utility bills? What's happening at the grocery store? If you go back and look at my videos, how long have I been talking about have your plasma energy pantry prepared and have your home kitchen pantry prepared? I've been going on about that for over 2 years or longer. And one of the reasons Dr. Paul and I did the approach we did with the plasma energies is we felt it was really important to have things available that you may not be able to get in a downturn in an economy or a downturn in your purchasing power. So I want you to pay attention to the specials that we offer. And I'm going to give you a heads up. You know, as some of you are thinking about your gardens and your planting, we have what we call indoor and outdoor plant, which is an energy for plants. We also have another combination that's called garden essentials. And I encourage you to look at that, because as the availability of things you use for your garden to thrive may be altered or may be priced out of reason, take a look at that information. Go online and find out the information about the energy antennas that you can put in your garden. Now, when people put plasma energy around their gardens, let's say in the four corners, and then there was a suggestion from those that studied the agriculture part of the plasma energy that you not only set up the corners of your garden or your field, but you put something in the center that would be up high and elevated. Now, what is that going to give it? It's going to give it an effect like I've talked about, and you can find the articles on the Russian pyramid energy. So the pyramids are a certain angle, and when seeds are put inside those pyramids before planting, they very often result in greatly increased production and vitality of the plants. There you go. It's another energy. So do take some time to look over the articles and the products that we offer for you. And as I said, right now this month, you can get 15% off. If you'll look, it's the coupon word is Feb15. Feb for February, 15 for percentage. So just use that. when you're checking out in the coupon area. There's one more thing. Many of you have encountered the fact that I am no longer using online payment platforms. And so you will, when you fill out an order, you're not going to be able to pay for it with a debit or a credit card. And then you're going to go, well, I can't, now what? So it is discussed in the whole thing in the order, but if you happen not to pay attention to that, I will see your order and then I will respond to you and give you the instructions of how to pay your order with a personal check or a U.S. Post Office money order. Okay, well, that's what I've got to share with you today. I hope you're all having a great February, and I hope you'll not only tell those that you love them on February 14th, but look them in the eye, tell them you love them every day, and mean it. That was the gift Dr. Paul and I had, and after 54 years, we could do that every day and mean it. So thank you for watching. Again, it's PlasmaEnergySolution.com. Have a great February. Thanks.